the noise for a baby Piace. Everybody's happy while singing in the tub.
Center to the music he composed. He was a lover of complexity, some have said pretense. His music wasn't joyful, it was just abstract and dense. Give me some of that polytonal music, it lingers in my ears. Schoenberg and Albinberg were the genre's pioneers. Keep your Bach and Chopin, they're melodic and passe. Give me some of that old atonal music like Daddy used to play. Give him some, Allison. That's right. Since dear old Daddy left us, life has been so hard. There aren't enough musicians who embrace the avant-garde. No one plays atonally at their home or on the stage. I miss Igor Stravinsky, my dad, and old John Cage. Give me some of that old atonal music like my daddy used to write. It was hard to sing if you rehearsed impossible by sight. Emotion is for simple folk, art should be arcane. Some compositions feed the heart, my daddy's fed the brain. Give me some of that old atonal music, how I love those random hops. I've tried to write that way myself, but I'm not as skilled as Pops. Keep your Brahms and Chopin, they're melodic and passe. Give me some of that old atonal music like daddy used to play. I miss you, Daddy.
Pretty good, huh?
Well, it should be good.
Cause I've been playing guitar now for 14 years. I got music in me coming out my ears. But you ought to know the fact is I'm this good because I practice. No, my talent ain't as big as it appears. And still I see you getting all warm and runny from my guitar and the way my fingers burn. Well, I hate the disillusion, young, but it's just licks off of records that I've learned. Listen close now, I ain't into nothing new. I'm just doing what the owner tells me to. He says soft and I play doleful. He says Negro, I get soulful. He says solo, I can't wait until I'm through.
And still I see you getting all warm and runny from my guitar and the way my fingers burn. Well, I hate to disillusion you, honey, but it's just licks off of records that I've learned. It don't mean I'm good in bed, although I ain't had no complaints. You can't tell from just my guitar what I am and what I ain't. I got no special style of picking. I'll imitate the train or chicken. So you heard me bend a string, but honey, that ain't anything. I'm just working for the money, not the fun. And when it's over, I'll just pack it up and run. And when I'm lying in my bed, there'll be no music in my head. No, I just thank the Lord our two nights here are done. And still I see you getting all warm and running from my guitar and the way my fingers burn. Well, I hate to disillusion you, honey, but it's just licks off of records. Licks off of records. Licks off of records. Licks off of records that I learned.
Thank you. had a little time. Well, no, I had a lot of time. And I thought I'd learn to play guitar. I found an online class and now I'm kicking ass.
I ought to mention that the lesson on how to end a song was also behind the paywall. Yeah, probably not.
don't talk to me about Herbie.
Why? What's wrong?
He's in love with his bass guitar.
Oh, really?
Speeding down the motorway, getting in gear, laying down a deep note in here. I'm the bass man and I've got a bass making noises like it's thunder. Oh yes. I'm witty and I'm dizzy and I'm getting the cheers. Crowd want more, want what do they hear? Wanna hear the bass, wanna hear it play, hear it louder, play it louder. Oh yes. The bass away, I could never face another day. Don't take my bass away. Play, play, play the bass away. I just want to play the night away. No, don't take my bass away.
You can take the drums and the organ and the guitar, but don't take my bass.
One, two, three, four, rockin' and roll. Uptown, downtown, City Hall. Wanna hear the bass, wanna hear it louder, play it louder. Oh yes. Shoutin' and a clapping and a give us some more. Encore, encore, hearing them roar. Cause I'm the bass man and I got a bass making noises like it's thunder and it's lightning. Do you wonder that it's frightening? Don't take the bass away. I could never face another day. Don't take my bass away. Play, play the bass away. I just want to play the night away. No, don't take my bass away. Take my bass away. I could never face another day. Don't take my bass away. Play the bass away. I just wanna play the night away. No, don't take my bass away. Don't take my bass away.
You can take my house. My car, or my money, but don't take my bass.
Kip Kaplan proudly presents the history of rock and roll. Tonight, Chapter 731, The Beatles. A fan remembers.
Let me set the stage for you. Sceptred Isle, Jewel in the Sea, Silver Sea, England, Liverpool. Baby's crying. Mr. Lemons, how are you doing today? I'm okay, but my wife sure is in pain. Mr. John Lemon is born. And Mr. Lemon comes and goes, oh, that's my baby. He's going to be famous. And Mrs. Lemons goes, maybe he will, and maybe he won't. Okay, in that case, John Lennon was 15, and he had a band called Qualymans, a skiffle group type of affair where they play for catering. His friend Paul was 14. He joined in 1956. And then I called my friend George, and we renamed it Silver Beatles, for obvious reasons. Then we went to Hamburg in Germany with Tony Sheeran, and he was dead. George turns around and says, you call that a backbeat? Oh, Tony's dead. Room service for Mr. Sheridan. No, he's dead in the bed. I'll take those rolls, please. Then Mr. Estein covered them in the noisy place, and Ringo was in this place, and I said, Mr. Best, you can't play. Mr. Ringo is highly sophisticated. Make him the drum player. Well, that's all for now, but we will be joined by you later in the record.
a place to be. Every night's a happy hollow day. The kids are jumping around, everybody's doing loop-de-loop. Just a making the rounds like a speed freak in a telephone booth. The downstairs is packed and the groupies are all dressed up. Upstairs, the New York dolls are kicking it out, looking tough. You got a personality crisis, baby. Down at Max's, all the boys are
Max's Candace's,
all the girls are
Max's Candace's,
all the stars are
Max's Candace's.
Down at Max's I see Patti Smith, she's the stagger of rock and roll. She threw a 7 and 11 and she always knows which parts to hold. And I see Lou Reed and Iggy Pop, they're just a-getting higher and higher. Give those boys one more drink and they're gonna set the place on fire. Go get them, boys! The downstairs is packed and the groupies are all dressed up. Upstairs, the New York dolls are kicking it out, looking tough. Bad girls just are looking for a kiss. Down at
Max's,
all the boys are
Max's Candace's,
all the girls are Blondie's all in a buzz. She's on the cover of the New York Rocker. Dee Ramone strips his bass to the bone. He's a blitzkrieg bopper. The Heartbreakers are gonna give you a taste of going steady with pirate love. And you better watch it, because my Backstreet Boys are gonna rip you apart. Rip them up, boy! The downstairs is packed and the groupies are all dressed up. Upstairs, the New York dolls are kicking it out, looking tough. Trash, pick it up. You know where. That's right. Down at
Max's,
all the boys are
Max's,
all the girls are
Max's,
all the stars
Max's.
Down at Max's. Now I ain't talking about San Francisco, and I ain't talking about Los Angeles, and I ain't talking about Detroit City. I'm talking about New York City, down at Max's, Kansas City, baby. Hey man, what's happening? Where you going tonight? Well, I think I'm gonna go down to Max's and check out a couple of rock and roll bands. Oh yeah? Who's playing there these days? Well, there's the Heartbreakers, Cherry Vanilla and a Staten Island Band, Wayne County and the Backstreet Boys, the Fast, Para Ubu, John Collins, Para Toledo, Suicide, The Ramones, Blondie, The Dolls, Television, Talking Heads, August, Fuse, Mom, The Poppies, The Marbles, The Planets, The Miamis, Just Water, Tough Dark, Dale Bread, Richard Hale, Lance Loud and the Mumps, Another Pretty Face, and Mink DeVille, and phew! Oh yeah, they got this new group that everybody's talking about called the Psychotic Frogs. Wait, just a minute. There's just one more thing I forgot to tell you. You better not forget to bring your masquerade mask and your ego trip, because you're going to need it when you go down to Max's Kansas City, baby. That's right. We'll be right back.
Mr. Soundman, please fix my voice. Great looks and bad pipes, it wasn't my choice. I won last week on American Idol. 6 million tone deaf folks made Simon suicidal. Soundman, use auto-tune. I have no talent, so please use it soon. Before they find out I'm just a hand. Mr. Soundman, fix up my track.
Hey, Mr. Soundman.
Yeah.
I got some of them gizmos on the guitar.
Sure, here you go.
Mr. Keyboard, please add some strings, brass and chimes and French horns and a ton of other things. Now let's hear it all played back. Mr. Soundman, Mr. Keyboard,
Mr. Soundman, you fixed my
him. Did you see a shadow moving? Everybody, quiet, quiet. Can you hear him, Mr. Toot?
Play it, Mr. Toot!
A poster in the city, Mr. Ibanez tonight. Modern show with modern music, smoke machine and laser light.
Play it, Mr. Toot.
That was the end of Mr. Toot. He was never to return. Though you can kill the man, you can never kill the toot.
We'll be right back. Ask a man that played a steel guitar. He said that you don't need him to be moved 8 to the bar. He brought his amplifier and he hitched it in my plug. He planked it and he plunked it, but it just wasn't good enough. 'Cause I need my daddy with that big long sliding thing. Well, then a knock came at my door. I said, my daddy's back. I opened up the door, and there stood Piano Jack. He said, I came to do some tinkling on your piano keys. I said, don't make me nervous. This ain't no time to tease. Just send me my daddy. Send me my daddy with that big long sliding thing. Well, the first time he played, I asked him how it was done. He said, I blow through here. Then I work my fingers and my thumb. I slide it right out. Then I slide it back again. And I get a lot of wind. And then I slide it back again. Where is
right, my friends, good evening and welcome back to the Bit Slap, because we're here and we've been waiting for you. Tonight we pay tribute to the people who make my job here necessary and who bring all of us joy or whatever. The musicians, of course. What am I talking about? To wit, we started with R. Crumb and his Cheap Suit Serenaders. R. Crumb has this other job. I can't remember what it was, but I was singing in the bathtub. And, of course, if you can sing, you're a musician. Got it? Let's see. Give Me That Old Atonal Music was Merle Haggard, along with Alison Brown on the whatever that instrument was there. Martin Mull, remember him? Yeah, Martin Mull, Licks Off of Records from his Fabulous Furniture album. I guess that was his first, way back. The air guitar was Joe McDermott. I believe he's Australian. I'm not sure. I Can Sufficiently Rock You was Power Salad. I thought that put it all in perspective, kind of. Don't Take My Bass Away from Herbie Flowers, 1980. National Lampoon stuck its nose in there. You heard that. Max's Kansas City was Wayne County and the Backstreet Boys. Let's see. Ike Reeves, Mr. Soundman. Mr. Toot was Ilvis. They're from Australia. And then Nancy Sinatra featuring Mr. Hal Blaine, the late Hal Blaine, drummer man. And then Dinah Washington, that big long sliding thing, honey. You got it. So anyway, that's where we are now. We're enjoying their contributions. I'm a little selective in the ones that I choose, but then again, you have to be. There's just too much of it out there. This is why I don't do jazz. This is why I don't concentrate on classical. It's just too much, too fucking much. So let's take it away.
Nothing much changes
there. Not this record!
There.
Not this record! Not this record!
Kip Kaplan proudly presents The History of Rock and Roll. Tonight, Chapter 922, Neil Young, a fan remembers.
Well, you came to the right person if you want to find out about Neil Young. He was a good friend of mine, and lots of times we would eat beans, and he would hitch with me to gigs and harp on it later. Then he was in the Buffalo Spring Ball Band, and later he joined Crosby, Ogden Nash, and Mr. Stellman. But then he was dead then, after that. Oh, no. Poor Neil. Dead as a doorknob. He was? How? The coroner asked. He might have died in his own throw-up, I said. Could he have been a drug abuser? His death was a great loss to both rock and roll. Signed, a fan.
Had an old dog, and Rover was his name.
Hailed by some as the greatest folk group in America, the voices of protest that guided us through the turbulent 60s now make a triumphant return in an inspiring two-record LP. Yes, the Ramblers are back.
Rover, 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 I'm going down with the ship to the bottom of the sea. Going down with the ship just to see what I can see. I'm going down with the ship to the bottom of the sea.
Yes, the social conscience of the 60s are back at a time when the world needs them the most.
Rikki-tippy-tin, rikki-tippy-tin, rikki-tippy-tin. Rikki-tippy-tin, rikki-tippy-tin, rikki-tippy-too.
You know, and K-Tel Records asked us to come back and record our greatest hits.
Our first response was great, we could use the cash. But then we thought that what with nuclear war looming over our heads now, as it was in the 60s, that our songs must be heard again. Our voices must rise above the din in the hopes that one day we might have peace. And so, the Ramblers are back.
Yes, the Ramblers are back! The folk group that became legends in their own time are now back by popular demand, singing the songs of truth and echoing the cause of peace!
In 1848, a man called Jimmy Joe went out riding to rob a bank. They shot him before he knows.
Jimmy Joe, Jimmy Joe, lying in a grave, probably real cold. Jimmy Joe, oh, Jimmy Joe, they shot him before he knew. Bottle of wine sitting on my doorstep. I'll have a slug or two.
Yes, the Ramblers are back, carrying the torch of protest into the 80s. It's the Ramblers' greatest hits, including Cliff the Magic Squirrel.
Cliff carried nuts in his mouth in a tree every day of his life, and he never complained, 'cause see, Cliff was a magic squirrel. He lived in his magic.
Yes, the Ramblers are back in this fabulous once-in-a-lifetime offer.
Well, it's a great big world.
It's got its problems.
It's up to us
to try and solve them.
Bottle of wine sitting on my doorstep. Got a lot of drinking to do. Bottle of wine sitting on my doorstep. Got a lot of thinking. Got a lot of drinking. I'm thinking and
a
drinking to do.
It's the Ramblers' greatest hits. Record $25.95. Tape for cassette $29.95.
Jack, I just got my new copy of Billboard magazine.
Well, that's, yeah,
look at this. A review about these young groups like Heart and Soul and stuff. What do you think about that?
It's terrible. Hey, kids,
what do they know about? What about the old timers?
Rock and rollers.
They're not normal people like you and I. They live for the music, and that is why old rock and rollers, they don't ever die. Carlos Santana, he is still in action. Mickey, Keith, and Charlie, they got satisfaction. Little Richard goes, yes, instant reaction. Tina Turner's got the moves that put my body. Old rock and rollers, they don't ever die. They're not normal people like you and I. They live for their music, and that is why old rock and rollers, they don't ever die.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I was looking at VH1 the other night, and guess what? Kiss is going on tour again. What do you think about that?
Guys their ages wear makeup. That's cool. As long as they have their AARP cards.
Say they dead, we all know they're recording their next album in Idaho. Old rock and rollers, they don't ever die. They're not normal people like you and I. They live for their music, and that is why.
I gotta know.
What?
When old rock and rollers die,
uh-huh.
You think they really go to heaven?
I don't know, but I just saw Uncle Elvis at the 7-Eleven.
No kidding.
Yes.
That's funny. Somebody told me he was working at Walmart.
Wow. How's your arthritis doing?
My arthritis is...
juice, so give me some, please.
3 glasses a day.
There goes
Hey, Joe. hey, young fella, come up here. What do you think about all rock and rollers?
I don't mind them. They drive way too slow for me.
And they look real sharp when they march down the field, and I made the rest of the ticket for the folks up in the grandstand. Yeah! And Cecil played the cymbals, Melvin played the trombone, and Julius played the trumpet in the Snellville Municipal Consolidated Junior High School Band. The same song, but they did all wrong. They wouldn't play the way that they were supposed to play. Well, they wore their green and purple uniforms, and they looked real sharp when they marched down the field, and I made the rest shook it for the folks up in the grandstand. And Cecil played the cymbals, Melvin played the trombone, and Julius played the trumpet in Snellville Municipal Consolidated Junior High School Band.
Always stone 8 miles high.
just a second-rate musician in a third-rate honky-tonk. Just an old poor boy that's been on the circuit way too long. Just a second-rate musician in a third-rate honky-tonk. Just an old poor boy that's been on the whiskey too long. Well, it started on the West Coast 100 years ago. That was 100 beers and 100 gigs ago. And see that fool asleep there in his beer. Well, looking at that fool is like looking in the mirror. Just a second-rate musician in a third-rate honky-tonk. Just an old poor boy that's been on the circuit way too long. Just a second-rate musician in a third-rate honky-tonk. Just an old poor bar that's been on the whiskey too long. Some guy at the bar asked why I'm not a star. I guess it's too much whiskey, not enough guitar. That old blues takes me to my gig again. Trouble is I don't know where it ends and where it all begins. Just a second-rate musician in a third-rate honky-tonk. Just an old poor boy that's been on the circuit way too long. Just a second-rate musician in a third-rate honky-tonk. Just an old poor boy that's been on the whiskey too long. Just an old poor boy that's been on the whiskey too long.
Didn't think too much about books and schooling, 'cause there were more important things to do. I just sat out in the yard and picked my old banjo, trying to do what the big hillbillies do. I would sit there by the hour, picking wildwood flower, wore my little fingers to the bone. I said I'd never rest till I am the very best, the best banjo picker in this old county. I said someday I know I'll win my fame. One day all the world will know my name. I'll work so very hard with that old banjo, trying to do what the big hillbillies do. I would sit there all alone, trying to pick out home sweet home, while everybody played out in the yard. I said I'll never stop till I've reached the very top, when I'm the best banjo picker in this old county. The years have passed, I haven't changed my mind. I still pick the banjo all the time, because I know someday I'm bound to learn to play all the things the big hillbillies do. I just sit here in my shop, picking foggy mountaintop, telling everybody help yourself. 'Cause before I go to rest, I'm gonna be the very best, the best banjo picker in this whole county.
I'm gonna learn how to play that thing. I'm gonna play that banjo just like Sonny Osborne. Yes, sir.
Sonny, I'm gonna. Look out, the boy's coming down the road riding that old mule there. Who is that with that old banjo there? Why, that's old String Mean. Pond Monitor it is. Pond Monitor, let's go out and listen to that and pick that old banjo a little. Banjo picker right out of the south, and I come from there, and climbing the drought, and I travel fast, and I travel slow, but I never could have picked on any old banjo. Oh, the rain would come and the wind would blow, spread a little sunshine everywhere you go. People would come for miles or so when you hear string picking on the old banjo. And I tied the old banjo across his back. I gave him a kick, said, gee, whoa, ha, and I went off picking on the old banjo.
Oh, the rain would come and the wind would blow, spread a little sunshine everywhere you go.
People would come for a mile or so when they hear a string of picking on the old banjo. Back in the braid like a cat, and he hit him in the head. My old straw hat, he jumped, skipped a leg, and then he kicked at the moon. But I kept playing my favorite tune.
Oh, the rain would come and the wind would blow, spread a little sunshine everywhere you go. People would come for a mile or so
when they hear a string of picking on the old banjo. Someone said a fella across the track told me all about the fella in the back. About that time he heard a freight train blow and played the dead march on the old banjo.
Oh, the rain would come and the wind would blow, spread a little sunshine everywhere you go.
People would come for a mile or so when they hear a string of picking on the old banjo.
For your afternoon listening pleasure,
Let's swing out now to the Polygon Ballroom in Larchmont for the haunting melodies of Herbie Waitkus and his orchestra. Yes, indeed. Indeed, this is Buddy Blodgett speaking to you from the old Polygon Ballroom in Larchmont, where dozens of sailors on leave have gathered to dance with the local girls and listen to the music of Herbie Waitkus and his orchestra. Now I see Herbie is raising his baton again, so here's another foot-tapping tune played in the distinctive Herbie Waitkus style. Go, Herbie. Yes, sir. Herbie Waitkus and his fine orchestra with another of those short renditions that are so familiar in diamond dance joints like the Polygon Ballroom. And now as the boys in the band take a well-earned break, we're moving across the dance floor with our equipment to chat with the maestro. Greetings and welcome to our Bob and Ray microphone.
Who are you? What do you want?
Well, I'm Buddy Blodgett, and we're beaming the haunting melodies of your orchestra out across the air lanes to our Bob and Ray audience.
Well, I sure wasn't told about this. I'd suggest you pack up your junk and get out of here.
Well, I'm sorry, Herbie, but the pickup's been cleared with the management of the old Polygon Ballroom here in downtown Larchmont, and I'm not going to leave after we've paid to have our lines run in here, you know?
Well, then get over to the other side of the room someplace where you won't be under my feet, all right?
Well, I don't think we'll be in your way, and I'd just like to talk a little bit about your group's distinctive style before you play another song.
Well, look, pal, I got no time to talk to you about anything right now. The guys are getting back on the bandstand. The customers pay to get music, so buzz on. You understand what I mean?
Boy, your personality is a little different from the type we find among most popular band leaders, Bernie, but we can chat about that later.
Well, don't count on it. Now, just get out of the way and let us do what we're getting paid for. I don't want to have to get rough with you.
All right. Well, we're in agreement on that. I was just stepping aside so our audience can hear another haunting melody played in the distinctive Herbie Waitkus style. Yes, indeed. The melodic Holiday for Strings, as rendered by Herbie Waitkus and his band. Now, as we move back to the bandstand to resume our chat with the maestro, I have just one question that comes to mind.
Are you still here? Now, I thought I told you to stay clear over the other side of the room.
No, I just got one quick question came to mind. How is your group able to get that big band sound into a song like Holiday for Strings when all you have is a piano player, a drummer, and yourself on the oboe?
It's not an oboe, it's a bassoon. In addition to that, mind your own business.
Well, I didn't mean to pry. It just occurs to me you began this medley with a number featuring a lot of saxophones, then you had one that required a big brass section, and now you've done Holiday for Strings. But all you have up here is a pianist and a drummer and yourself on the oboe.
It's not an oboe, it's a bassoon.
Is that the only comment you have to make?
Well, what else do you want me to say?
Well, I thought you might explain how you're able to play three different styles of music when all you have in your group is a piano and a drum and that thing you're playing.
Well, I suppose you won't leave me alone until I give you an answer,
probably,
right?
Not, no.
Well, the truth is that there's a fourth member in my group, and he's the one who puts on old records. See, they go out over the PA system while the rest of us pretend we're playing. Now, I'm not proud of that fact. There's not much else we can do. A piano and a drum and a bassoon sound awful playing dance music.
Yeah, right. I can see how they would. Well, I tell you, dry your tears and don't feel ashamed. Anyone in your position might have been forced to do the same thing.
Well, thanks. That way. You know, that's really nice of you. Now, as I raise my baton, here's a number dedicated just to you and your listeners.
Fine. Once again, here's Herbie Waitkus and his orchestra. Well, our time is about up, so amid the strains of another toe-tapping number played in the Herbie Waitkus style, this is Buddy Blodgett bidding you a bit of a fond farewell and returning you to our New York studios.
out of the Canadian backwoods, a friend of a living legend, singing the best of Neil Young. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Neil Young's Cat. Right, singing the best of Neil Young, Neil Young's Cat, singing all of your favorites like Heart of Gold and Southern Man. And from the days of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Ohio. My, my, hey, hey! And if you order now, you can receive as an extra special bonus, just in time for the holiday gift-giving season, Neil Young's Hefner sings the blues! Songs of the master songwriter sung in tribute to their master. It's Neil Young's Cat and Hamster on Purina Records and Tapes.
Gonna learn a Lynyrd Skynyrd song. Take out all the good parts. Put some banjo picking and some fiddle in. I'm gonna make about $1 million. Gonna turn around my baseball hat. Put on a Motorhead shirt. Get up in front of some drunk frat boys. Gonna play some old Red Dirt. Gonna quit my modeling job. Buy a pair of cowboy boots. Write a few songs about smoking weed and getting back to my roots. I'm gonna quit eating all them pills and get some big old tires for my truck. Everybody at the tight pants store will say that dude's country as fuck. I'm gonna change. The Beaumonts from Central Love of Texas, y'all. I'm gonna get a fucking TV show and a chair I can turn around in. I'm gonna get a guitar I can hang on to and a robot to do my singing. I'm gonna thank the Lord above for my trillion-selling platinum hit. I'm gonna write me a book and call it How You Make Gold Out of Shit. I'm gonna change my name to Waylon Shaver Van Zandt Foley. I'm gonna get so goddamn big, you know, that even your mama's gonna know me. I'm gonna change. Blow me.
Won't you please stop nagging me about that brand new dress? You know I've worked and done my best. Been saving my money for all these years. And when I get to Nashville, there'll be no more tears. Eating high on the hog, putting on the dog, buying everything in the new catalog. You know all my life I've picked and strummed. Why, there ain't a tune that I can't hum. And folks all said from near and far that someday I'd be an opera star. That's how I got you, honey. Why, you knowed I'd be in the money. Never was no flies on you, gal. And you remember that time at the county seat when I shook hands with Ernest Tubb? And he liked that song I sung him too, because he asked me to send him a dub. And he called me son. Remember that, son? Just like he'd known me all his life. That's my kind of folks. Why, you just look at the Nashville telephone book. They got publishers from A to Z. Darn near fills up one of them yellow pages, and all of them are waiting just for me. But they won't have to quarrel. I got enough songs for them all, and writing more every day, too. Hush up, little Roy Acuff Roger Snow. Can't you hear your daddies a-talking? Wait till you hear this new one, hon. I wrote while I was out a-walking. Why, if that ain't just like a woman, she's fast asleep. While I'm a-working, she's a-dreaming. I'd have probably got to Nashville a long time ago if she'd helped me with my scheming. She never did have no ambition. Just sits around a-wishing, wearing that funny little smile. When you just keep on dreaming, and someday, honey, those dreams are gonna all come true. Those things I promised when we was courting in the moon, all tied in blue. You be proud of me when I get to Nashville, Tennessee.
Well, now that you're tall, request. sad song. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have picked this. Anyway, all right. So I don't know what this whole thing with Neil Young is all about. Neil Young, Joe Rogan, two completely different people. Cut it out, all right? It's going on way too long, all right? We started with National Lampoon, the history of Neil Young. One of their things, like the history of the Beatles we heard before. We're on the wrong place here. All right, The Ramblers, Greatest Hits. That came off of SCTV. Trying to find that stuff is hard to do. I don't know. Anyway, Old Rock and Rollers from the Jelly Bean Bandits. Ray Stevens. Julius played the trumpet in the high school band. Can I join your band? Was the creation? Short answer, no. Second-rate musician was Arky Blue. Let's see, we heard String Bean and his banjo by String Bean himself. String Bean was like 6'10", weighed 17 pounds, and used to dress in the first original lowrider jeans down at his knees. Well, that doesn't sound right. But anyway, he and his wife were beaten to death in a boarded robbery at his house. A terrible thing. Charlie Pride. Oh, wait, we reversed those. That was Charlie Pride first, the best banjo picker, and then String Bean, because String Bean was the best. The guitar picker's dream was Walter Adams. Let's see, we heard from Bob and Ray. Had to have a visit with Bob and Ray. Herbie Waitkiss and his orchestra. Neil Young's cat was Howard Stern. Imagine that. And then the Beaumonts. Changed My Name When I Get to Nashville was Eddie Nowak. And Oh Daddy from Adrian Belew, featuring his little daughter, Audi, A-U-D-I-E, who's probably quite grown up by now. Anyway, I'll be back next week with more. I got a couple more for you. Support a musician. What the hell?
Turn the wheel and let it spin. stand-up comic called me the other day. I saw his number, and I said, oh, damn. But old Dirty Fred, he's helped me out in a pinch before. So under my breath, I softly swore. I answered the phone, and I said, hey, what's up, man? He needed out of a headlining spot at a Christmas weekend show. Could I cover for him? He'd be much obliged. I said, okay, I need the money, you know. And what's the club like? He said, oh, buddy, he'll be surprised. Flying coach again with a head full of dick jokes and dreams. Being a headliner ain't easy as it seems. Fighting my way on up like the salmons against the streams. Touching down Fairbanks, Washington, with nothing but a change of clothes and a couple CDs. Christmas weekend is rainy and cold. Loneliness spreading through my heart like a disease. 49 years old with two ex-wives and three kids and a half. That line always gets a laugh on the stage. Wear me down, going town to town to town to town. They say that I kill, but I'm just a tiger in a cage. Checking into the Super 8 so I can get high. I'll be eating alone in a Chili's when I die. It was living the dream, but now it feels like living the lie. As I'm shaving an hour before the show, I realize I'm lucky I do what I do. I'm my own boss. So I guess you could say, hey, my dream came true. People work their shitty jobs, and all they want to do is laugh and forget they're feeling blue. Come to think of it, thank God for me. I'll make people feel brand new tonight. Yeah. I get to the club and all the lights are off. And there's chains on the door. I realize I've never heard of a club being open on Christmas before. It's all a prank by that rotten prick Dirty Fred, and it hurts me to the core. But I gotta look on the bright side and realize there are things to life. Son of a bitch! God damn you, Dirty Fred! Damn you to hell! I'll kill you! You people make me sick! Choke on your nachos! Three shows on a Saturday? Die! Talk during my set? I'll kill your children! Set them on fire! Dirty Fred is dead! He's a dead man! I'm so tired!